Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. This is a special show. Tonight we're going to be introducing Woman Spirit Rising, which is a new show on the Here Be Monsters platform that will air once a month with the new host, Flash Silvermoon. And tonight it's dedicated to, well, I'll let Flash dedicate it. Tonight we're actually going to be doing an on-air ceremony, a ritual that includes Flash Silvermoon in the South as Fire and Cindy Lepore in the West as Water. Nicole Tomasini is in the North as Earth, and Ruth Ann Amartofio. You thought I threw that up, right? But never.
No, that was good.
As anchoring of spirit, and I'm Gwen Berry. I'm going to be your East this evening. And I'm going to quote Flash here. We will be using our spirituality, creativity, deep-heartedness, and desire for peace, healing, and justice for the planet to raise the vibe for the tribe. Now, this is a good visualization for those listening in to hold with us this evening or whenever you folks in archive are listening. It's reweaving the luminous crystalline web that surrounds the planet, including all the interlocking sacred sites, methodically aligned for the healing, for planetary healing and elevation that's needed at this time. And we're going to raise the energy, begin before I open the East, with a song by Flash called Persephone Rising. So listen up, please.
I see.
Now, Flash, should I begin, or do you have something to do?
Well, I wanted to explain a little bit about what we're doing.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
This is brand new, and I'm sure there are others who are doing some circles live on the air, but not many. And one of the things that we're going to be bringing to this table, to this circle, to this cauldron of magic, is some different traditions working together, because we do want a real global initiative here. And that's why I call myself a priestess of the Rainbow Goddess tradition, and I'll be weaving our circle. And we'll be having some of the same women tonight on and on, and sometimes we'll rotate new ones in. We'll be offering up a cauldron full of tasty gumbo, because we're here from the South, some of us, and provided by spiritual wise women. And we're offering you a template, if you will, for your own circle magic, should you be a novice, and a space of safe spiritual sisterhood, no matter what your skill level. All are welcome to listen and enjoy the fine energy that we'll raise. So you might want to get your smudge bowls cooking, your candles lit maybe, the libation of your choice, chaliced, and bring your open hearts and enthusiasm to enrich the magical cauldron that we will make. And most importantly, as Gwen said, and we'll keep repeating this so you really start to get this visual, reweaving the luminous crystalline web that surrounds the planet, including all the interlocking sacred sites methodically aligned for the planetary healing and elevation needed at this special time. And we all need to stay in such a positive vibration. Most important thing right now. So I really invite you to join us. And if you're just tuning in, please take part with us. Energize with us. Some of this may sound very, very new, and some of it may seem very heartwarmingly familiar. So, Gwen, I would love for you to bring in the East.
Hi. I'm Gwen, taking my white light energy from the heart of the galaxy, Mother Isis, spiraling it down through the lens of our sun, Ahau Khan, and I become the East, invoking the element of air and inviting the elementals to join us, to open the communications between our circle and the circle of listening on the airwaves to create a crystalline web of healing lifted up and brought back down around Mother Earth. I call the sliffs alive in the element of air. I call on their presence in clearing the way before us to create the link between worlds and to hold our sacred circle. Come to us from the East to give words of life, to breath the sustenance of life force, and to keep our energy from becoming too scattered. I call my mothers, mothers, mothers from time past and time living to bring my ancestors to circle. In his golden and violet luminescence, I call out the Raphael, the standard watchtower of the East, to create the energy anchor opening our circle, endowing our ceremony with intelligence, skills, and excitement of the spoken and sung words, to bring above, below, heaven to earth, to clarity of mind, in crafting our words, constants of breath, life force rejuvenations, completions of our words to their destiny, so mote it be. And the East is open in golden light.
Blessed be. Aho. Ashe. My name is Flash Silvermoon. And I'm bringing in the energy of the South. All hail, guardians and watchtowers of the South. The place of fire. The place where we really feel our feelings and the fire and our hearts and compassion. I call in the many fire goddesses that stand at our gates so willing to help from all around the planet. I see Pele. She's been getting very busy. But we also see the gentleness of the deer and the courage of the cougar, all of which we need to open these gates to our own hearts, to our compassion, and to our courage. May we stand in our light and in our courage, and always with the most positive of intention. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And I ask Cindy in the West.
I call to the waters of the West, to the Circassian Nation, to join up with the Palladian and the star energy in order to suffuse the crystalline grid with love, light, and the blue rays of the whales, of all the beings of the sea, to join in with the water in our bodies, the water in our blood, the water in our cities and our planet, to join in the raindrops, to join with the crystalline grid in clarity and love, total and complete love. And I ask the energies of Neptune to come forth, and all the mermaids to join with us in creating a Circassian healing chamber to encompass the entire world and everything liquid in it. And so it is.
Blessed be. Aho. Ashe. Nicole?
My name is Nicole. I call in the direction of the north. I ask our Viking and Native American ancestors to come forth and join us in connecting with our Mother Earth. Our northern ancestors know how to live in harmony with Earth, and we ask for your guidance. I call on the elements of Earth. Earth is the great source and provider of all our needs, both physical and spiritual. Earth is patient, stable, and strong. Earth is the great nurturer. She is fertile and abundant. She is silent and ever-present. I ask our great Earth Mother to teach us how to respect her along with one another. Guide us to work together in harmony to achieve heaven on Earth with strength, fertility, and love. I call upon Archangel Ariel, whose name means the hearth of God, to assist us in purifying Mother Earth. We come together to cleanse the poison from her soil and to heal her waters and her atmosphere of all impurities made by mankind. Gnomes are the elemental of Earth, and I call upon their presence to assist us in honoring, respecting, and nurturing our home planet. I ask the gnomes living within Earth to enlighten us to possibilities, to awaken our talent to accomplish and to rejuvenate our deepest desires of healing with light and love in our hearts and minds. We invite all of you mentioned to join us in finding harmony within our world, in respecting our home, and in manifesting bountiful harvests for all of Earth's creatures and Earth itself. As the North and Earth is connected to the East and air, as East is connected to the South and fire, as South is connected to the West and water, and as West is connected back to North and Earth, this is Earth. This is our golden healing web around the planet. This is our prism of all the colors, all the elements, all the directions, together in love and light, healing and strength, gratitude and freedom. So mote it be.
Aho, ashe. Ruth Ann.
And I'm Ruth Ann. And now we come to Spirit. As we call, we bring with us the ancestors, Pele, the deer, Neptune, the mermaids, everything that you have seen now in your mind's eye. So join me as we call in our goddesses, our gods, our deities, spirit, as we each perceive it, our Mother Earth, our Father Sky, goddess of 1,000, 10,000 names. We ask that you come to us now for a ritual to heal this wonderful earth that we have. Help us feel the pain that she's going through so that we will better be able to know where the cuts and the bruises are the deepest and how we can best not just put a Band-Aid on, but actually cure, actually heal. And in your mind's eye, we will see, with the help of the elementals and the spirit that we've called, we'll see the glorious new world that we not only can, but are going to create. So, welcome, spirit.
And welcome all the ancestors, all our relations.
Oh.
And they know who they are, and we stand with them at our backs, and their lives have made ours possible. Each and every one of us has ancestors. Mine have come in from Eastern Europe in this life, but in many other lives, from Africa, the Native American lands, and so many places beyond my recognition. So I call in all of my ancestors and all of the multidimensional positive beings that are here holding circle with us and around us to make this event possible, because we are working and playing at bringing heaven to the earth, which means we are grounding those beautiful, miraculous fifth dimensional energies here on earth, that each might realize the miraculous in our walking, waking daily life. It is possible. And it is not only possible, it is essential for us to pick that up so that we can create and reweave this web. And I'm going to ask Pandora Light Moon to lead us in a very brief meditative induction.
Hello, I am Pandora, and we will have small exercise so that we may all participate in this beautiful luminous circle in a deep meditative state. And we'll know the exercise is over when I say that we will now resume breathing, preferably through our nose, if possible. First, we will root ourselves with the luminous lavender light from the soles of our feet to a mile within the earth, with the light beaming back and filling our aura with lavender light. And now we will breathe, if you will join me, breathing in serenity through our nose and breathing out all tensions through our mouth, and again through the nose, breathing in serenity, breathing out all tensions. Each breath more and more relaxed and full of light. And one more time, breathing in serenity, breathing out all tensions. And now we will resume our normal breathing, if possible, through the nose. And our natural breath resumes Thank you.
And thank you, Pandora, and I'm hoping we're all still breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very much more relaxed, because that's half of the deal, is to get in a groove with the vibration. And tonight we have a Taurus moon, and that was part of the reason for using the concept of bringing heaven to earth, because we want to be able to feel it and touch it and walk with it and have this much more glorious time on earth. And so many people are frightened and challenged, and we're going to move this energy along with the different pieces that we're going to be doing this evening. And Gwen, I believe you've got something very good and tasty to offer us from the East.
Well, I'm trying to think of what I was... I'm drawing a blank here, and I shouldn't be. Give me, I had prepared myself. And from the East, okay, I got caught in a luminous lavender anchor to my divic realm. So I'm coming back home now, okay? And
coming back.
From the East. And the element of air, what I offer is the gift of scent and smelling, and that sensual aspect of ourselves, how much healing it enables in us, and how much it good breath means to Mother Earth. So my offering is that you notice the scent that surrounds you in everyday life, and where you find bad scent, try to transform it either with healing light or cleanliness, one or the other. But paying attention to and opening yourself up to your sensuality, which connects you to Earth completely. And it's only when we're grounded and completely connected to the planet that we begin to understand how we can raise ourselves up and out of our bodies and into heaven and find all of the gifts there of healing that we can bring back down. So my opening from the East and the element of air would be the gift of scent and everything it leads to in our sensuality.
That is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And it reminds me, I had suggested early on to get your smudge bowls going, or your favorite incense. And that's the bridge between East and working with the air and fire, my little section of the universe here.
Could I add that,
sure,
that out of the East, the cleansing sense of sage and frankincense and mugwort are very strong and very opening and very connective, not only to the element, but to the earth. And they also open the mind so that you may ascend.
Well, we welcome your teachings of the sense, and we know how gifted you are in that area. And every culture has a sacred smoke. Every single one. In India, you know, they'll be using the sandalwood and some of the other very earthy but fragrant scents. The Native Americans will use sage and cedar and sweetgrass. And tonight I have a smudge bowl of some really lovely sage. And from South America, I have a stick.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's called, the Palo Santo wood, which has a very different smell. And what I've learned is the spirits, especially the ones you want to work with to get protection, If you're using sage and sandalwood, and that's all you're doing, they're going to get very bored with you, and they're going to like, huh, that doesn't work anymore for me. So you want to try and change it up. And Gwen, I'm sure, has plenty of things that you can sniff from to induce the different wonderful scents that you're going to want for your circle. And so we're lighting our sacred fires, all of us, in whichever way we choose. And I would like to offer you a nice exercise that you can use again and again, not just now. We've gotten our roots into the ground. Just a reminder that you still have your nice lavender, luminous roots going into the center of the earth, which really strengthen you and protect you to do the rest of what we'll be working with today. And we're going to do something to open our hearts and become the radiating sun. And in this way, you're going to remove fear and become love, because, as many of you know, there's only fear and love, and you can't be in love when fear is running your game. So I'm offering you some ways that you might get beyond that. And I'm going to call in the Japanese sun goddess Amaterasu to help us in our process. And she's very significant because she's still around. There are more people of the worshiping the Shinto goddess Amaterasu, a living goddess that is fully functional and worshipped today by millions of people. And we ask her to help. And I call in the deer to bring in her sacred medicine to open the hearts with compassion, and the courage of the cougar who will protect us when we're in this vulnerable and open space as we stand up for our rights, which is what so much of what that fire and passion and just downright fierceness needs to come forth. We need to feel these things, feeling both the compassion and the courage to protect the voiceless and the innocent of the planet. We can be strong enough to find a gentle way to peace and healing. That's so missing in the equation, and yet we can be fierce as a tigress when necessary. With this in mind, we'll become the sun. I invite you to see yourself in your favorite place outdoors, grounding in your feet, and visualize the sun over you. The weather's perfect. Wherever you are, the weather's perfect. And you're going to bring the sun into your heart center, right in the center of your chest. And as you feel and see yourself bringing in that beautiful sun into your chest, you'll feel it encompass your whole body. And you'll become brighter and brighter. And you will become the sun. And one of the beautiful things about this is you cannot absorb when you're radiating. It's a good trick. And in this space of radiance, everything is possible. You're the center of your universe. And you're radiating and feeling the warmth. And it's growing and it's growing and it's stronger. And miracles are possible. And they do happen from the space when your heart is open wide. In this space, you may ask yourself, what do I fear? And see what comes. And just go with the very first thing that comes. Remember, you're a spiritual warrior, an Amazon, if you will. So take your sword or your labyrinth or your wand or any tool that feels right to you and transform your fear. Remove it. Make it vanish. Cut it apart however you wish. You can even play with changing the words and the name. Whatever you need and whatever you like, change your fear. As you face it with courage, you can see it disappear, and it is replaced by your strong, beating heart. Your strong, beating heart, removing your fear. And nothing else matters as you're filled with love. And Cindy, I know you have something wonderful from the world of the dolphins, and I would love for you to bring your magic in from the West.
I bring in the water spirit with the value of emotion, of flow, of moving through things quickly, easily, and effortlessly. I bring in the gift of the dolphins of play and joy and sparkle and light. And as you well know, there is nothing that salt water can't heal. I bring in the gift of the whales, the gift of unlimited potential, of the void, of the safety that is totally present within each one of us. The Buddhic consciousness, I bring in the blue ray of Michael, of protection, the blue star that joins us with our star people. And I bring in bubbles, lots and lots of bubbles, bubbles of joy, bubbles of abundance, bubbles of love, bubbles of creating the opening of the hearts of humanity and the joining as never before on this planet. And I also bring the gift of safety, of being able to float along in total safety. Weightless, with wonder of the beauty of the sea. All the colors of the rainbow and the coral. And I gift each person listening, known and unknown, with the gift of healing from the Circassian Nation. Whatever level that you're on, we're taking it up another notch. Field of flow activate. Field of abundance activate. Field of love activate. Joining with the crystalline grid and flowing with the crystalline sands to join with fire, air, and all the elementals to create the greatest potentials for healing, love, and light that this planet has ever seen. That is the gift of water.
Ashe, blessed be. And what a beautiful gift it is. And if you're ready, we can come to the earth with Nicole.
I bring the nourishment of plants and the trees and the herbs with their beautiful scent and their ability to grow and transform from seed into the manifestation of self while drawing in the sun and the water and the air and the learning from the plants of how to be and transform ourselves into a grounded pillar of strength and love and light. So mote it be.
So mote it be. She, aho. And the earth is such a beautiful place. We want to preserve her. And spirit, I know there's something more that Ruthann can offer us to work with the spirit.
Well, I bring in the energy tingle, the cosmic swirl.
Woo!
You get the swirl, you like that.
Yes.
Well, our source, it's our own unknown, unexplained aspects of the universe. And know that we have leaked over into the higher dimensions. And so we're dealing with the fifth dimension, which may be the space-time fabric. It's unexplored and unknown. So just breathe deeply with me and begin to see this great cosmic swirl. All the elements we've talked about, our feelings, our emotions, the tangible and the intangible, mixing with our deities, our source, and can feel this above and below, around and through us. Just feel this connection. Feel the energy. It's ours. We are the energy. We are the source. Rejoice. Celebrate it. There is but one vibration, and it is love. So mote it be.
Mote it be. Ashe. Aho. In this place, as we recreate and co-create this very special vision that we have all spoken of. This is the place where we can manifest not just the dream and the vision, but manifest the reality that the planet can bloom and heal and realize all of its potential. And we want to keep seeing it in its healed state and not be taken over by the sad state of affairs that we find ourselves. This earth is magnificent and she needs our help. And she needs all of us to keep holding the vision of her healed self as we not only vision, but we work and play to bring heaven to earth, anchoring those fifth dimensional and beyond energies here in this dimension. And some of us are more anchored in the fifth half the time, and some of us not. But we can all join together to coalesce these energies, and some of the things that we've talked about will help. There's a chant that I learned many, many years ago, and some of you may know it. It probably has a name that I'm not aware of, but the words are, wearing my long wing feathers as I fly. I used to do that two times. I circle around the boundaries of the earth. So we're going to do that a little bit together. And don't worry, it's not a matter whether you have a good voice or not, and if you're at home sitting and you're just singing into your computer. we're just going to try and visualize ourselves as these winged beings circling, flying around the earth with our incredibly positive energy. Wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, I circle around the boundaries of the earth. And let's do this again. Wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, we circle around the boundaries of the earth. Wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, we circle around the boundaries of the earth. Wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, I circle around the boundaries of the earth. One more time. Wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, wearing my long wing feathers as I fly, I circle around the boundaries of the earth. Oh, we've got the earth kind of surrounded.
Here you go, crystalline.
Yes.
Yes.
And perhaps each of you might want to weave your version of that crystalline grid and bring more life into it. Cindy, would you share?
Yes. I've been doing beach activations now for several years, and what I do is I connect the crystalline grid with every grain of sand on the beaches, and each one of us is a pebble in the water as we visualize this beautiful, beautiful connection, weaving the Spider Woman medicines through the grid, through the sand, bringing in the Cetacean Nation, weaving these sacred vibrations of healing, love, and light through every single molecule of this planet. We use these as an antenna to create a circle of light surrounding the earth with a very active, beautiful blue Merkaba, sacred Merkaba, that connects into every cell, every molecule of every being, rock people, breathing people, flying people, swimming people, all the peoples of the earth, every molecule is joined in love and light. And so it is.
And so it is. Would any others of you like to share more about this?
I actually see it sparkly and shiny. We're talking about crystalline. I just pop over into the crystals,
mm-hmm.
and just see this. And if you want to put like another layer to it, I see it surrounding some of those pictures that they've taken from outer space with,
yep.
and we still had plenty of green and plenty of blue.
Yeah.
And I just see this complete web wrapped around, shiny and sparkly and bright, and like we haven't totally ruined it, because it's going to be that way again. And that's what I like to just keep in mind.
Yeah. There's nothing as regular as change. It's the good news, it's the bad news. It's the good news, it's the bad news.
Right.
I also see the colors of the chakra, and I feel them within myself and planted the line of chakras and coming out with all the colors on the planet. And that radiation of the rainbow of light coming out and meeting the archangels and every energy source that helps us and guides us and protects us. And that feeling of being in the center of the earth and swirling through that vibe of the rainbow and the energy, and then a connection and a flow, ebb and flow between the energy that's near us and the energy from within.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful, beautiful.
Uh-huh. I keep visualizing my visualization of the energy we're building and creating here is one of created our circle or medicine from above, and it is draping down an energy grid encircling the planet, a crystalline, luminous energy grid that is awakening and connecting and feeding the ley lines, and all of the earth chakras are sacred sites. And that's how I am visualizing our ceremony, our ritual. This is the energy that I see it creating.
And you can feel it, right? I mean, it's like a very primal energy.
Very alive.
But it's very alive, yes.
I can actually physically feel it pulsing.
Web
dream
from our circle, our medicine wheel above in heaven that we have created.
Yes.
It is draping a web down. It's becoming a crystalline grid encircling the planet and connecting all of the earth chakras and all of their meridians.
In beautiful perfection and light.
And it's gorgeous. It's absolutely stunning.
Yes. And I
sending a message to the Earth Mother that says, you know, she is loved. She's cared for. It's a comfort.
Yes.
Yes. That's very true.
And like any mom, she's overworked and underappreciated.
Really. Underappreciated for sure.
And we've got to give her props and stand up for her like we stand up for an abused woman or an abused child or an abused animal. We stand up for the earth that she may prosper and return to her healthiest state, and that we all may prosper as she does.
And that will happen since we are all totally interconnected.
Yes. Exactly.
We can't be ill and expect her to be in perfect condition, and the same with her. So we've got to work it out somewhere, how, and find this balance so we can do all we can for her, because by doing so, even though that would be enough, but still it's going to help us too.
Absolutely. And some people will say, what can I do? And they feel helpless and hopeless. And right there, stop with the helpless hopeless, right there, and affirm your own ability and positivity, your own strength as another being that's walking this planet, that you do make a difference simply by even holding the thought, that precious thought that you make a difference, and the vibration coming from you is as high as it can be, and you do that by really being persistent with holding that energy And if you're around those that continue to bring it down, you leave them. You just don't continue. You don't continue with people, places, and things that continue to bring your vibration down. And that may be very simple and very hard. But simply keeping your vibration strong is a huge accomplishment and a huge, huge help for the planet.
That radiation of radiating that love and light, like you said earlier, that you can't absorb.
That's right.
Such an effective visualization because it's instantaneous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Feel it.
Isn't that fun and easy? Because so many of us go places from time to time, hopefully less and less, but from time to time, where we walk in, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, become the sun, start radiating, and you won't suck it up like a sponge. And those of us who are very watery, which are probably many of us in this circle, need the help, need to not suck it up.
Right. Yeah.
So if we radiate, we're good.
We can also create a bubble.
Yes.
Ash, I'm giving you the six minute warning on how much time we have left.
Wonderful. We're doing great.
Okay.
Well, this would be a good time. You're going to talk about the bubble for a second, and we'll do something after that.
Very quickly. What you can do is you can create a bubble of love and light around that surrounds your body and ask all energies that are not your own to please leave your bubble now. Then ask your highest guides and masters to step back in and set the intention that everyone who touches the edge of your bubble is just filled with light and love, and then nothing can get through.
Blessed be. How wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I love
that. I think at this point it would be really good, starting with Ruthann, to release the energies of the different elements that we've brought in.
Right. Gods and goddesses, Mother Earth, Father Sky, our own personal deities, and all their 10,000 names and forms, you've been with us, you've helped us see things in a bit of a different way, you've helped us as we try to heal our mother. So we thank you for coming, and we know that some of you are with us always. The others are virtually on call. So please, nudge us when we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to be back in this configuration again soon. Thank you for being with us, all of you.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Nicole?
I thank the gnomes and fairies and all the beings that live on and around and in our earth for joining us and for connecting with us and imparting their strength and understanding to the circle and to all of us. And for Ariel and all of our ancestors of the North, for their guidance and strength. And as we release the energy back to the earth and out, we give it the loving kiss of love and healing to go back into the soil and stay with the earth as our circle. So, Modesty.
Let's be. Cindy?
The first message that I got is, whale, whale, done. And so we release the element of water, going with the flow, We welcome it. Welcome it. And we let it go to do its work on its own. Aho.
Aho, blessed be. And fire, 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 you've been bringing us joy and creativity and a little levity and hopefully some courage and conscientious compassion. So we are so grateful you've been here and dancing around us and bringing the fire of spirit into our hearts and souls. And please, you can leave some of the joyousness with us as you depart, and depart gently into your places of rest. And we celebrate you, honor you, and release you.
Aho.
Blessed be.
So what to be.
They wish to stabilize, but in gratitude.
I release the ease, I release Raphael, I release the elemental sliffs, and I say, may it be beautiful before me, may it be beautiful behind me, may it be beautiful below me, may it be beautiful above me, with it be beautiful all around me. In beauty, it is finished.
Blessed be. Merry meet and merry part, and merry meet again. Merry meet and merry part, and merry meet again. The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and never broken. Ah, blessed be Ashe. Oh,
blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. And shall we finish?
We're done.
Okay. Over and out.
Good job, ladies.
Thank
hey.
You. Blessed be. This was fun.
Yeah.
I never got my outline.
Oh, no.
Thank you, everybody. And please listen in or listen up or look for a posting for Woman Spirit Rising.
Yeah. Coming soon to
too.
A neighborhood near you.
Okay. Yeah, it is in a neighborhood near you. Yeah.
Yep.
We are there.
Near you. Thanks, ladies. Thanks. I think you did a good job. We're not live anymore, but it's
good.
Still
You know, I wanted to tell you I was going to be burning some sage and sweetgrass, and this morning in the hall where I have some sage hanging that I grew, it just fell down in front of me. And it was like, okay, you know, this is it for tonight. So that's what I was burning. That was pretty much a clear-cut case of burn me, don't you think?
Yeah, I think I got a point.
I mean, how much more clear could it be?
Yeah, really.
It's like,
and
do we have to fight ourselves?
Ladies, I'd like to say something. I'd like to say something while we're still all on the line here.
Yes.
Nicole, are you there?
Yes.
I am so proud of you. You did a wonderful job.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yes, you did.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
I had good guidance.
Everybody did a wonderful job. Everybody did a wonderful job.
This was really nice. And we've never, at least all of us, have not worked together before.
Right.
So it takes a little time, and yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping I could create a structure good enough but loose enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you did. You had, there was a structure, but it wasn't, like, micromanaged.
No, so. No, it just gave everybody space to do their part.
Right, right.
I have to ask anybody, did you guys recognize what I used to close us with, what it was?
I just know that I thought it was a some American Indian.
Mm-hmm. It's the Navajo night chant healing.
Right, song. Okay, because I knew I had heard it before because it's beautiful. And I didn't know what it was called, yes.
Yeah, I use it a lot like that. I think it works, but The thing is, too, what's really great about Flash doing a show like this is that she has the opportunity to evolve ceremonies and to create new and new and new again. That's going to be preserved in archive. And I think it helps so much when we start talking about how we visualize as we work, because then people get it. It's like, you know, when you begin 1,000 years ago to read Israel Regardi and a few others, they left out white light. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The frequency wasn't available then.
And, you know, we all have our skills that are very, very, very used to, and little things that can just help each other and help the people who are totally really wanting this, but they don't know what to do.
Right, and so many people I've met are afraid they're going to do something wrong, so they don't do it.
That's how I used to computers.
I don't believe that that is possible.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's possible to do a ceremony wrong.
No, when your intent is there, it will work. But some people are just very afraid of that. I've found that.
Well,
so
Here's the opportunity for a show that actually addresses all these issues and says, you know, you can open your heart to it and know that you're making a connection.
Right.
Well, I've never done this before. This is my first.
Ooh.
Me too. And who is that?
Me too.
Cindy.
Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't worked with
the group,
you mean?
I was a virgin till tonight.
Or you haven't worked with a group?
I've never done anything like this.
Oh, anything. Wow. Okay. Well, so what did you
like
think
it.
About it? How do you feel?
How did you
feel?
Like it? Did it feel easy?
Oh, it felt wonderful. And as soon as I called in water, the bottom of the sky fell out.
Okay. Well, then.
Yeah, this
still
is...
Rain.
That's
that
a good
is
time.
A wonderful thing. And
so thank you, ladies, for letting me do this.
Yeah.
Wow. This is
and
very
thank
nice.
Everybody for doing
thank
it.
Thank you.
Cindy, I'm really proud of you. You did really
good. Yeah. Yeah, no, I never would have guessed.
I just followed spirit.
Can't go wrong with that.
You all give a good platform, too. It's easy enough as long as you follow your instinct of what it is. Like, it's the only thing you're thinking to say, so that's obviously the right thing to say.
Yeah.
Right. And I never got an outline.
But who didn't get the outline?
Me.
Yeah.
You're virgin.
Oh.
Yeah, the virgins were left to fly by the seat of their pants, but it's great. I really enjoyed my experience a lot.
Well, we'll get the outline next time. How's that?
It's one of the most amazing features. It's an amazing feature of this world that we're in. I couldn't have known any of you.
Isn't that,
I couldn't have known
back.
A single one of you.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful thing.
If y'all would get your ass into Skype, we could get together or do the Google Hangouts. We could all get together and have a drink afterwards.
Exactly. Don't you think, Hooter? We could all, actually, with the webcams and everything, we could do this and see each other somehow.
Yeah, it's true. We can.
So,
hey, Nicole and I Skype a lot. It's fun, and it's not as if you were there, but it is
pretty close. It is.
Well,
I mean,
how many of us
need
to work for that? How many of us beside me, including calling me, need to work towards being able to do the Skype thing?
Well, I can do the Skype thing. I'm not quite sure how, and now with the camera, I'm just not quite sure how the webcam and the Skype thing, how we're going to be able to see everybody.
Well,
you need to have a group chat.
I'll tell you how you fix that. I'll tell you how. Who was the 601 area code? Was that Cindy?
Yeah.
She got off. Okay. No, what you do is you go to Google Hangouts.
Huh.
And are you, have you joined Google Circles?
No,
yeah.
No. No,
well,
I just have to do all that, yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard, and
okay.
It's free. And
right.
That's where you see, like, if you've seen on television people talking on the, like, talking on the computer, and there's a screen of four different other people looking at them or whatever.
Yeah.
That's Google Hangouts.
Ah, okay. Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can all get together and
yeah.
And go through that. Not a problem. And Flash, if you don't have a camera, the cameras are between I think 16 and like you can spend a couple hundred, but for like $20-$25 you can get a really great camera for your computer, and all you have to do it'll come with a driver with the software, and you just load it onto your computer and plug in your UBS plug in of your camera, and you're good to go.
Okay, now that means, you know, like buying a camera in a store, yeah?
Yeah, a webcam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some things. I just don't have them hooked up or anything.
Well, if you have a new computer, the webcam thing, all of it should be on the computer because they haven't sold them for the last 4 years without them.
Uh huh. Yeah, I've got a new computer and an old screen.
Mm. Okay, well, the screen is where the computer camera is. We talked about this. You don't
right.
have one.
Right. So,
you have to purchase one.
Yeah.
It looks like a tube of lipstick.
Really?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like a little eye almost, yeah.
Okay, that kind. Yeah, I've got something else that's, you know, a couple of $100 fancy. But, so you're saying to get one of those little things?
I think
well,
you might be able
to another webcam.
Use.
You know,
right. Yeah, but even if you have a video camera, I think you can just use that. Yeah, I think you could maybe just do a Google search, like how to use your video camera as your web camera.
Oh.
And I think it's just a matter of how to plug it in, yeah, and set it up so your computer recognizes it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's interesting. Hmm. Very cool. Well, thank you, ladies.
Yes, and thank you.
Roseanne, have
Thanks
a great show.
What do you say, Roseanne, what?
You have a good show tonight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've got Akasha Temple Live in 50 minutes, and then in what?
Oh, no, you're a radio fool, lady.
I'm telling you. And then at 11, your time, Brian and I.
I know.
Rick is
I usually tune in for that. Even if I'm not in the chat room, I'm usually hearing it.
Listen. Yeah, it's like sometimes it's, I don't know, but I just put people off sometimes. You know, it's like some of these callers, they don't need to be on there. But it's interesting. And within 2 weeks, I'm starting my own station, ladies, so you'll be finding out more about that. I'm so excited.
What are you going to, I'm kind of wondering what you're going to do with your own station. How do you do that? Is it like a BTR or what?
Yeah, it'll be Blog Talk, yeah. And I've got a couple different people that are going to do weekly shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have a socialist doing one. And
yeah.
My friend who's in, well, I was going to say he's in Thailand, now he's back, he's in the Philippines. He's a body, what did I say, a body weight exerciser. He's a vegan, big time, getting to be quite well known. He's going to be doing a show. So that'll be health, and he's political too, so he's going to be bringing politics in. I can't get away from politics. and then I'm going to do one,
And there's another man in Canada who may.
What are you going to be doing? What's your show?
My show? It's Feed Your Head.
Nice. Good name.
Yeah, I like it. And I'll be interviewing different people. Some, like, actually a couple people that we've had on Progress Toward Democracy. But, you know, the way it is, they don't always, our guests don't always get to talk about their issues. Sometimes if Brian wants to make a point, he gets to his point and they don't. And so there's a couple people that we've had on there that I'm going to have on and just strictly interview them and their books or whatever. And that type of thing. Once a month, a friend, actually, she's in Florida too, is going to do a half-hour Eat Your Yard show. And I've got a couple other things. But what I want is just a different kind of a round table, probably once a month for about an hour, on completely different topics. So if you all are interested in
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Because, you know, I mean, it can be whether it's religion or politics or sex or whatever. You know, the only things I think are worth talking about. Remember the things that they said, never talk about sex, religion, or politics. And
then we got to do it all.
Yeah, those are the top things. But anyway, yeah, okay, cool.
I've got some good leads for you for your interview show. I don't know if you've had Dr. Vivek Jain on yet, who's running against Eric Cantor. He's worth having on.
I just got
a yes, I will from Charlotte Pritt. Do you know who I'm talking about? I posted her video. She's a state senator over in West Virginia, and she made a video saying, wait a minute, I resigned from the Democrat Party because it's corporatocracy. And she comes from a very old political family over there. She's absolutely creating chaos. She joined the Mountain Party, and she put out a video that's just absolutely stunning. It talks about how America and the world has to wake up.
Wow, and can you say that to me? And
I
his
will.
Information,
she's
too?
She's coming on here before her Sunday show, but I know she'd be great for your show, too.
Okay, she'll be on Sunday? What time?
She will be on, not this Sunday, but probably the next Sunday. Her dad's a little ill, so she's, she's actually in and out of hospice. But
I know when she's on, so I can catch this, yeah.
And have you guys interviewed Bruce Shuttleworth yet?
No. Let me write his name down. Bruce Shuttleworth?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a Virginia candidate for a Democratic seat, and he's had nothing but problems, you know, because he's a progressive, and he's not part of the corporate Democrat League.
Oh, yeah. No more of these corporate-owned pieces of stuff. I'm so amazed sometimes. No, tonight, Rick, what's his name? Stangenberg is talking about the move to amend.
I've had him. Yes, he's great.
He's going to be on. Yeah. So,
that's impressive stuff. You know, it's us little shows, and also you should have Manny on. Manny Jalonski.
I'm writing all these down.
That's such a great name. Manny Jalonski? That's awesome.
I like the name, but I don't know how do you spell it.
Jalonschi. The Reverend Manny, he's one of the new writers over at Roundtree 7, but he was...
Okay.
He writes for the and edits at the Independent in Brooklyn, and he was part of the Occupy Wall Street journal.
Right.
Okay, that, yeah, I'll find him there. I did see a Manny come on, yeah. Okay, right.
Hmm. You see, he's great.
Yeah.
He's a really great guest.
Yeah. We had a very good, James Lee, I think it was last week, he's written a book. He's a futurist, and he's very optimistic. And his book is excellent. He's got, I can't even think of the name of it right now, but he has all these different things about, eldering and on. He's really good. We've had some good and some not so good, but let's see, what is his book? Oh, Resilience and the Future of Everyday Life.
Yeah, I posted his after I was listening to that show. Sometimes, though, I would have liked to have heard more of what he had to say instead of less of Brian.
Less of Brian. I know. That's one of my, yeah. Sometimes, yeah, he just gets going in, and then he wants to turn everything back around. Oh, a friend started a drinking game.
Yeah?
With every time Brian says, corporate elite or a couple other words. And thing is, she's starting to get a little too inebriated, so I've got to change the words because it's like, okay. So anyway.
If you want to get really drunk, just drink every time he says those corporate elite.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
hysterical. So, you know, I mean, and Brian, he's really great. I mean, he's a great man. He's very empathetic, and he really, his heart is it's so big. And he gets, the thing is, so he gets really depressed. And see, being an atheist might do that for you. I don't know. Although we have a lot of friends that are atheists, and they don't get so
down.
They
don't. They're not. You know, you can be an atheist and still have a spiritual side to you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
have a spiritual expression. People don't get that.
I know.
Especially people, you know, the people who really claim to be atheists that are so adamant about it, but what they're really doing is just hating the idea of God kind of thing. And
right,
blaming God for all the crap. And basically, that's not really atheism either. That's kind of who hit who kind of belief, if you ask me, just personally.
Yeah, I never quite understood that kind of thing because it seems like they still seem to have a source or something, even if it's just science. I mean, I don't know. It's very weird to me. But
like
he is a very caring person, but he's just he gets caught up in his own words sometimes.
He's a very intelligent fellow. He just likes to hear his own voice a little too often.
Yeah.
He's got to learn to give other people leeway. I had him on with Sean Prophet, and boy, what a Chinese fire drill that was.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
This is Lashtel.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, Ruthanne, do you have an email that you could send me?
Yeah. You mean just my, you want my email address?
Yeah, just if you could just email it to my place.
Which is?
FlashSilverMoon@gmail.com.
Okay, yeah.
That way I'd be able to get stuff to you.
Right. Okay, yeah. Okay, I guess I better get off. gmail.com. Okay.
Ladies, you know, really, fabulous job. When you talk to Cindy, please tell her I said so again.
I will.
I didn't have a clue that this was her first time out, so, yay.
You didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew that she worked with Ritual quite well, so I just assume she'd be fine with this.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Thank you so much, all of you.
Hey,
yes.
Nicole. And yes. So, ladies, have a lovely weekend. It's
yes.
started, you know.
Rest now.
You too.
All right.
Thank you for doing this, Flash, and Gwen, for letting us use your station.
Oh,
yes.
Hey. Listen, it's about platforms, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, good stuff. Good
All right,
stuff.
Well, I'm going to go take a rest.
Yeah. I'm going to have some hot tea, so.
Let's
okay.
all get it.
Good night, Great. Everyone.
Good night, ladies. Bye.
Nick, I say good night, Nick. Everybody's gone. Okay, who's still on? Jeez, that's funny. Anyways, if you're listening in archive, it was just a little chatter after our ceremony. This has been The Consciousness Shift with Gwen Berry, Nicole Tomasini, and Flash Silvermoon, Ruthann Armasate. See, I knew I'd do it. Amar Tafio and Cindy Lapuri and Pandora and just everybody was here tonight. We thank you for listening, and you'll find Woman Spirit Rising on the Here Be Monsters lineup. So check back, and once a month, Flash will be here to do a new and different ceremony about healing, something, someplace, somewhere. And thank you for listening this evening. That's all she wrote.